MGM confirmed plans late Tuesday to cut the size of the Springfield Casino project by roughly 122,000 square feet, devoting less space than originally planned to retail, dining, and non-gambling entertainment. It drew a strong reaction from city officials who were blindsided by the news, which came just weeks after MGM's stunning decision to scrap plans for a marquee 25-story hotel tower. Mayor Dominic Sarno said these latest changes, first revealed in an over 100-page environmental impact report filed late last week with the state, had not been discussed when he met just 2 weeks ago with top officials of the Las Vegas-based company.
And I find it incomprehensible that when they spoke about the movement of the hotel, there was no mention of any changes to any other amenities.
Sarno said his administration will closely review the impact the changes could have on the jobs and revenue MGM has promised.
I have not, nor will I approve any changes that has a negative impact on jobs and revenue coming to the city of Springfield and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
The city's chief development officer, Kevin Kennedy, said he's most concerned by what appears to be a nearly 33% reduction in the space set aside for retail stores in the casino. The other proposed downsizing impacts a planned movie theater and a bowling alley. MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis held a news conference about an hour after Sarno's and defended the changes in the $800 million project as, quote, design tweaks.
We remain committed to everything we campaigned for. That is the largest private economic development project in this region, certainly in Springfield's history. That is $1 billion of payments over 40 years to the city of Springfield. That is 3,000 jobs, 2,000 construction jobs, and a world-class resort.
Mathis apologized for not informing the mayor's office about the changes earlier.
We always communicate better, so I put that on myself. I know our executives feel the same way.
The Springfield City Council and the Massachusetts Gaming Commission must approve the new design for the casino project. Springfield City Council President Mike Fenton, who'd been very critical of MGM's proposal to eliminate the hotel tower from the project, said he's skeptical that the reduction in the size of the development won't impact jobs and revenue.
I remain concerned about the design changes, and my position has been and will remain that any types of changes of that nature are going to require consideration of the city of Springfield.
City Councilor Bud Williams called for an urgent meeting with MGM officials.
Very stunned and very disappointed.
Another veteran Springfield City Councilor, Tim Rook, said he still has full confidence MGM will build a resort casino that will deliver the dollars and jobs promised when the city's voters approved the project 2 years ago.
We still have a great project. We still have a great casino. We're going to have family entertainment, hotel rooms, and we're still going to be attracting 8 million new people to Springfield a year. That, to me, is a pretty good project in economic development terms.
Gaming Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby, in a statement Wednesday, said, quote, the recently proposed design changes by MGM Springfield are significant and they will be closely reviewed by the commission. It has been more than a year since MGM was awarded a casino license by the Gaming Commission for the Springfield project, but very little construction work has taken place. MGM has fenced off the downtown site but has yet to demolish any of the 19 buildings that must be razed. The Gaming Commission in August approved a one-year delay in the project's schedule, pushing back the casino opening to September 2018. MGM blamed the Interstate 91 reconstruction for the need to delay the grand opening. MGM is facing the threat of increased competition from Connecticut, where the tribes that run the state's two casinos have teamed up in a bid to develop a third casino in the Hartford area. They expect to announce a site by the end of the year. MGM has filed a federal court lawsuit to try to block a third Connecticut casino. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.